William Morrow and Harper Audio present Dragonhaven, Volume 2 of the Rainwilds Chronicles, by Robin Hobb, performed by Anne Flosnick.
Day the 5th of the Prayer Moon. Year the 6th of the Independent Alliance of Traders. From Eric, Keeper of the Birds Bingtown, to Detozi, Keeper of the Birds Trahorg. A message from Trader Jerdan, to be delivered to the Trahorg Rainwild Traders' Council, regarding an order for Severian cutlery, and the unfortunate shortage that has caused an unexpected and substantial increase in the price for it. Detozi. Greetings. The King Pigeons have proven disappointing for speed and homing ability, but their swift breeding habits and quick growth to size make me wonder if there is an opportunity to create a supply of food birds that might be especially suitable to raising in the rain wilds. Your thoughts on this? Eric. Prologue. The humans were agitated. Centaurus sensed their darting, stinging thoughts, as annoying as a swarm of biting insects. The dragon wondered how humans had ever managed to survive when they could not keep their thoughts to themselves. The irony was that despite spraying out every fancy that passed through their small minds, they didn't have the strength of intellect to sense what their fellows were thinking. They tottered through their brief lives, misunderstanding one another and almost every other creature in the world. It had shocked her the first time she realized that the only way they could communicate with one another was to make noises with their mouths, and then to guess what the other human meant by the noises it made in response. Talking, they called it. For a moment she stopped blocking the barrage of squeaking and tried to determine what had agitated the dragon keepers today. As usual, there was no coherence to their concerns. Several were worried about the copper dragon who had fallen ill. It was not as if they could do much about it. She wondered why they were flapping about it instead of tending to their duties for the other dragons. She was hungry, and no one had brought her anything today, not even a fish. She strolled listlessly down the river bank. There was little to see here, only a strip of gravel and mud, reeds and a few scrawny saplings. Thin sunlight touched her back, but gave small warmth. No game of any size lived here. There might be fish in the river, but the effort of catching one was scarcely worth the small pleasure of eating it. Now if someone else brought it to her... She thought about summoning Thymara and insisting the girl go hunting for her. From what she had overheard from the keepers, they'd remain on this forsaken strip of beach until the copper dragon either recovered or died. She considered that for a moment. If the copper died, that would make a substantial meal for whichever dragon got there first, and that, she decided bitterly, would be Mercor. The gold dragon was keeping watch. She sensed that he suspected some danger to the copper, but he was guarding his thoughts now, not letting dragons or keepers know what he was thinking. That alone made her feel wary. She would have asked him outright what danger he feared if she hadn't been so angry with him. With no provocation at all, he had given her true name to the keepers. Not just to Thymara and Arlis, her own keepers. That would have been bad enough. But no, he had trumpeted her true name out as if it were his to share. That he, and most of the other dragons, had chosen to share their true names with their keepers meant nothing to her. If they wanted to be foolishly trusting, it was up to them. She didn't interfere between him and his keeper. Why had he felt so free about unbalancing her relationship with Thymara? Now that the girl knew her true name, Centaurus could only hope that she had no idea of how to use it. No dragon could lie to someone who demanded the truth with her true name or used it properly when asking a question. Refuse to answer, of course, but not lie. Nor could a dragon break an agreement if she entered into it under her true name.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?